Kleine woorden, episode 5. Hoor. Three letters, spelled H-O-O-R. Smaller word than well, genuinely. Keeping the superlatives in their cage this time. The etymology is the whole key. Hoor is the imperative of the verb horen, meaning to hear. The imperative is the command form. The bear, hear. Tacked onto the end of a sentence, it becomes a softener. Here's the hook for English speakers from the American South. Hoor is almost exactly the Southern American ye hear. It'll be fine, ye hear. By now, ye hear. Same move, the imperative of hear, stuck on the back of a sentence as a friendly tag. Dutch just does it constantly, across the whole country, not only at gas stations outside Lockhart, Texas. Mechanically, hoor is simple. It sits at the very end of a sentence. It's unstressed, and you can't move it around the way you can shuffle mid-sentence particles. It just sits on the tail of the clause going, hear me, this is friendly. Four uses to walk through. As before, drill style. Example at speed, beat for you to say it, then slowed. First job, reassurance, the core use. Hoor pats the listener on the shoulder. Practice this. Het is goed hoor. Het is goed hoor. It's totally fine. Don't worry. The hoor turns a flat it's fine into a reassuring one. It tells the listener you mean it warmly, not curtly. Another one. Maak je geen zorgen, hoor. Maak je geen zorgen, hoor. Don't worry about it. The hoor takes a directive. Don't worry. And softens it into reassurance. Second job, warm sign-offs. You stick hoor onto goodbyes and thank yous to keep them from sounding clipped. Try this. Dag hoor. Dag hoor. Bye now. Leaving the hoor off makes dag sound short and a little cold. With hoor it's friendly. The same difference between a curt bye and a bye now. Another. Dankjewel hoor. Dankjewel hoor. Thanks a lot. The hoor sands the social edges. You're not just acknowledging a transaction, you're being warm about it. Third job, softening a correction or mild bad news. Hoor takes the sting out of telling someone they're wrong. Try this. Dat klopt niet hoor. Dat klopt niet hoor. That's not quite right, just so you know. With the hoor, it's collegial. I'm correcting you, but I'm on your side here. Without it, the same sentence is just bluntly negative. Fourth, the high-frequency duo. Ja, hoor, and nee, hoor. You'll hear hundreds of these a day. Practice ja hoor. Ja hoor? Ja hoor? Yeah, sure. Yep, no problem. A relaxed, friendly, yes. Now the negative version. Nee hoor. Nee hoor. Nope, not at all. A gentle no that reassures rather than rebuffs. Someone asks, Storik, am I bothering you? You reply, nee hoor. Not at all. One warning. Tone is everything. Ja hoor. With a flat delivery. Or rolled eyes flip straight into yeah, right. Sarcastic, dismissive. The same sarcasm trapdoor that Datzal Well has. Friendly by default, withering if you aim it that way. Match the warmth in your voice to the warmth you want to land. Hoor is low risk, high reward for a learner. Sprinkle a few onto your goodbyes and reassurances, and you'll instantly sound less textbook and more like someone who actually lives here. Today's Brugel proverb. De teerling is geworpen. De teerling is geworpen. Literally, the die is cast. Meaning, the decision is made. The action is irreversible. No going back. Example. We hebben het contract getekend. De teerling is geworpen. We've signed the contract. The die is cast. Doei doei.